Our Wahoo Week coverage continues from Goodyear, Arizona, spring training 2015 for the Cleveland Indians. And, of course, a lot of guys dropping by to join us here as part of Wahoo Week. And our next guest is part of that outstanding Indians bullpen, Brian Shaw. Brian, you led the league last year in appearances with 80. Basically, you pitched every other game. You had to go to the ballpark every single night saying, I'm probably going to get in and get some pitches in tonight.
Yeah, it was definitely a long season for us, for me down there. Obviously, 80 games—that's a lot. And you know, it was fun though. You know, the year before obviously we did 70. Cody had 77. You know, this year before, so he almost hit the obviously 80 mark. And you know, last year we had four guys in the bullpen that were over 70. So we definitely all got a lot of work down there.
Talk a little bit about how that keeps you mentally prepared, though. The focus level just has to be off the charts, game in and game out.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, obviously every game you come in, you're expecting to pitch. You know, all of us expect to pitch down there. But you know, when we do go, you know, 3-4 days in a row, something like that, you know, we need a day off or get a day off too. Obviously tells us, you know, the day before, hey, you're not pitching tomorrow, so you can kind of relax a little bit, you know, and kind of take it a little easier when you get to the field and stuff like that. But yeah, other than that, you know, you got to be ready every single day, you know. But it's that's what we're there for. You know, we're in the bullpen for a reason. You know, we like pitching, you know, and that's what we want to do.
Talk a little bit about how the bullpen guys work with each other and support one another down there. You're sitting together night in and night out. I'm sure you become a tight-knit group. How do you work together? How do you interact?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, obviously, you know, the whole team, you know, is together all the time, obviously, but you know, us down there, you know, we're down there in a 5-foot, you know, basically a room as big as this table right here, you know, 5-foot by 10-foot room, you know, for 9 innings. And, you know, it's, you know, if somebody's having a bad day, you're going to know about it. You know, if somebody's having an extra good day, you're going to know about it. So it's just, it's fun down there. You know, we all get along, all screw around with each other, you know, during the game, you know, but, you know, when it's time to get ready, you know, we all know when it's time to get serious and time to, you know, to get ready. But you know, other than that, you know, it's definitely down there, you know, screwing around, you know, hang out with each other, pull pranks on each other. You know, it's a lot of fun.
Now you got to be careful this year at Progressive Field with the remodeling. Those fans are going to be right on top of you down there.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see the exact layout of it. But I think we still kind of have a room like we had last year where we sit down below. But other than that, yeah, I mean, I think we're right on the field. Obviously, there's fans on all sides, and they can even walk in front. So it'll be interesting to see the exact layout once we get there. And you know, obviously, the first time that we're going to see it will be our first game there on the 11th. So. It'll be interesting.
It'll be very interesting. Part of the game, of course, so you get to watch the starting pitchers perform. And, man, what a year the starting staff had last year, capped off with Corey winning the Cy Young. But just talk about the starting rotation and what it means to be behind those guys and to support those guys.
You know, absolutely. You know, when those guys, you know, obviously the better, you know, the better those guys do, you know, that only helps out the bullpen, obviously. You know, the longer they go into games, you know, the better those guys are pitching. You know, it's less that we have to screw up. You know, they go 8 innings. That means only one guy has to pitch. You know, they go obviously 7. You know, 2. So it's just you know, the better they do, the more beneficial it is for us. You know, and obviously, you know, when they say they come out of the game in the middle of the inning, you know, it's exciting for us too. You know, to come in. Some of us, you know, enjoy coming in with runners on base, stuff like that. You know, it's you know that excitement of, you know, okay, I gotta, you know, strand this guy for the, you know, for my teammate. You know, it's a lot of fun, you know, for some of us down there. That's, you know, one of the reasons obviously we like the bullpen for ourselves. You know, you got to be an odd person to be in the bullpen. You know, obviously all of us are.
Brian, I'm sure there's that sense of pride as well when you're coming in to protect the lead or protect a great outing that a starter has had. You don't want to let that guy down.
Absolutely. You know, they pitch our ass off, you know, for 6, 7, 8 innings, whatever it is, you know, and obviously, you know, it, you know, if they have guys on base, you know, and we're, you know, up by 2 and they got 2 on, you know, they go from, you know, potentially getting the win to, if you give them up, to getting a no decision or, you know, depending on how many are on base, to even getting a loss. Like, it's just, it's definitely, it's a point of pride, you know, for everybody down there, obviously, to, you know, have, to strand as many, obviously, as possible. You know, we'd like to strand 0, but that's obviously very unlikely, but you know, that's the goal, obviously. So it's definitely, you know, when they come out as pitching as well as they do, you know, to try to keep them, you know, basically keep them happy, because you there are times you come in, you know, coming to the clubhouse after you give a couple of runs, you can just kind of see it on their face, you know, that they're a little upset.
Hey, before we let you go, this team came so tantalizingly close last year to that final wild card spot, only 3 games out, and really only 5 in the division. So at what point from when that season ended to spring training right now, at what point in between did you really start to get the itch to, man, let's get back at this thing?
You know, it's right away. I mean, I always take time off. You know, I take about a month and a half off or so from doing any kind of baseball activity. But even during that time when I'm not doing anything, you know, to when I start training again, you're sitting at home, you know, on days that, you know, you're not doing anything with your family or, you know, they have other plans, whatever the case, you're just sitting there at home and it's like, well, I could be doing something. I could be at the field right now doing something. You can't. You definitely start getting that itch, and you start, you know, wanting to get back out there.
No doubt. I tell you what, we're looking forward to a fun season this year. Congratulations on the bullpen success last year, and let's hope it's another fun summer down at Progressive Field.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks,
Brian Shaw, joining us here in Goodyear, Arizona, as part of our Wahoo Week coverage.